Are you enjoying this podcast? Well, you have KUOW members to thank for that. KUOW members make the trusted local journalism and storytelling you hear on this show possible. Become a member today and help support the production of this podcast. It only takes a minute. Make a donation at KUOW.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks.
You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. From the outside, the Seattle Police Department might seem like a welcoming place for female officers in the male-dominated field of law enforcement. In the last decade, there have been two female police chiefs, one of whom had worked her way up from the rank of an officer, Carmen Best. And in 2021, the department signed on to an initiative aimed at increasing the percentage of female officers in police forces across the country. But women on the force are starting to tell a different story about the department, one where they feel pigeonholed into specific roles and face harassment and sexism. Ashley Haruko is an investigative reporter at KUOW, and she spoke with women about their experiences at the Seattle Police Department. Hi, Ashley. Thanks for being here.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me today.
So you spoke with 10 women who detailed the sexism and harassment that they experienced while working for SPD. Most were granted anonymity for fear of retaliation in your reporting. One former employee at SPD did agree to use her name. That's Tamara Floyd. So who is Tamara Floyd and what was her experience like at SPD?
Yeah, so Tamara Floyd is a woman who spent 17 years at the Seattle Police Department. She rose through the ranks to lieutenant. But along the way, she said she faced threats of violence, microaggressions, and sexist behavior. One example she gave was that she was doing this 30-day stint with this anti-crime team, which is a team that did surveillance and street narcotics work, you know, and she really hoped to become a permanent member. She worked toward that goal. And when she didn't make the team, a colleague who had attended the meeting where this was decided told her they didn't want a girl on the team. Another example she gave was in 2020, so not too long ago, a male lieutenant told her, maybe I should just shoot you, because he was mad about a decision she made while she was under orders.
Wow. Were her experiences in line with those of the 9 other women that you spoke with?
Absolutely. You know, there were commonalities among the experiences of all the women I spoke with. For instance, many female officers brought up that others would often spread untrue rumors about who they were sleeping with, that they were called names. Some officers had filed harassment complaints that went nowhere. And then in return, they were having complaints filed against them in what appeared to be retaliation.
And many of the women you spoke to described the Seattle Police Department as a good old boys club, which we've heard before when it comes to male-dominated workplaces. But what did it look like in practice for these women at SPD, Ashley?
Exactly, that term, good old boys club. Lots of women brought that term up, and I asked them specifically, like, what does that mean to you? How does that function at SPD? And they said the good old boys club has, you know, it's this brotherhood that occupies these coveted spaces where women aren't allowed to access. This could include women being kept off of certain teams or pigeonholed into certain positions. It's favoritism and opportunities being given to certain men and not to women. Another woman also described it as this kind of behavioral phenomenon. Male officers responding to calls in populated areas, making comments among themselves, objectifying attractive women walking on the street. Wow, look at her. You know, some of that that language. And then, you know, maybe some of the other male officers join in, maybe as a way to belong to this club.
Okay. And SPD has been coming under increased legal pressure from women who have alleged that the department discriminated against them. In January, former Assistant Chief Deanna Nolet filed a lawsuit against Chief Diaz and SPD. What was in that suit from the former assistant chief?
So the lawsuit claims that Diaz, you know, the police chief himself, has a history of misogyny and is demeaning to women on the force, that he excluded women commanders from command staff social events, that he only offered travel, training, and networking opportunities to male officers. She also included this anecdote where Diaz creates this flag football team, you know, in his attempts to foster some team building. And when Nolet raises the idea, hey, maybe some of the women wouldn't want to play, you know, with their male colleagues. In this lawsuit, it says that Diaz allegedly said that women can be cheerleaders. Diaz's lawyer, Ted Buck, has called these allegations unfounded.
And what did the women you spoke to say about Captain Nolet's lawsuit? How did that affect them?
Some women were surprised by it. It's a big move to take your boss to court. But Nolette's not the first to do this, and I doubt she'll be the last. Others were really emboldened by it and encouraged to share their own experiences. And that's when they came to me to share their stories.
Yeah. So they saw that she was stepping out and it helped them have the courage to be able to speak to a reporter, which is a really hard thing to do. I'm talking with KUOW investigative reporter Ashley Haruko. Her recent story is titled 10 Female Cops Speak About Sexism, Harassment Within the Seattle Police Department. The Seattle Police Department signed on to this 30 by 30 initiative in 2021. It's a goal nationwide to have a police force that is 30% women by the year 2030. The department conducted a survey as part of that initiative, and the responses were quite damning. We've talked about some of them on the show in the past, but can you refresh us, Ashley? What kind of a picture did that survey paint at SPD?
So the report echoes a lot of what the women I spoke with directly shared. For example, in the survey, there was a female officer that said women at SPD are pigeonholed into four different categories. There is the incompetent woman, the baby factory who got pregnant to get off the street quickly, a slut who would sleep with anyone, or just a bitch. Overall, the survey shows a department that's struggling with entrenched sexism that has a lot of work to do.
SPD has had two female police chiefs in the last decade, Kathleen O'Toole and Carmen Best, and it signed on to this initiative to try to increase female representation on the force. So an observer, Ashley, might say it looks like a force that promotes and values female officers. How did the women that you spoke with talk about the public image of the department?
Some of the women expressed this idea that outwardly the department presents this facade of being a place that values women. Women are featured prominently in the recruiting material, as well as people of color, of course. And it's a way to say, hey, if you're a woman, you can be a cop here and you'll be welcomed. But internally, many women have said that that's not what they're experiencing. You know, it's been the complete opposite of that. And that can be pretty surprising considering where we live.
Yeah, I think in a progressive urban environment, a big city like Seattle that's known to be relatively liberal, a lot of people who live here might be surprised by the way that these women are talking about their experiences at SPD. Ashley, we covered how the department is really struggling to recruit and retain officers. It's not the only one. This is a nationwide problem in a number of large police departments around the country. But still, there has been this big push by the city to try to increase pay, improve outreach, improve recruitment. And in 2023, Seattle still, despite all these efforts, had its lowest police staffing levels since 1991. One of the issues that came up when we spoke with experts about the recruitment issue was police culture and creating an environment that welcomes a variety of officers to the force. A police department is a workplace, after all. And, you know, some argue that departments that are known for being good places to work, they don't have the same trouble staffing up as SPD has seen. And it seems likely that issues like the kinds that these women are describing to you could impact retention and recruitment of new officers. I mean, am I off base there?
No, you were completely correct based on what I was told. Some of these women even told me they left because of the treatment they endured. They even got out of the police force entirely because of what was happening to them at SPD. And an officer put it so perfectly to me recently. You know, they told me that one of the best advertisements for SPD is the officers themselves, meaning that if they're happy, people looking for prospective jobs will hear about it. And if they're not, well, they'll hear about that, too.
Yeah, word travels. And in various industries, you hear what is a good place to go, what's not a good place to go. What sense do you get that there are deeper issues with SPD's work culture across the board, so not just for women?
Well, officers of all genders have told me that morale at SPD is down and that the work culture is bad and that change has to come from the top. It's the same message we heard from city council members back in September when the story broke about an SPD officer using racial slurs against his Asian American neighbor. This was also coming off of a summer of controversy after controversy at SPD. And council members at the time called on Diaz, the head of the police department, to fix what they said is a toxic culture.
And you reached out to the Seattle Police Department about the experiences of the 10 women that you spoke to. What was the department's response here, Ashley?
So they sent me nearly 1,000 words in their emailed response. This is Seattle Police Command Staff. They said that under Diaz's leadership, women have risen to comprise a historically high percentage of leadership in executive, captain, and lieutenant levels. You know, they said that Diaz ordered the department to commission a report examining the conditions women face at Seattle Police, and that he was praised by national reform leaders for this effort, that they're putting together a work group of women officers to hear their thoughts and recommendations. You know, overall, they said that they're doing all they can to ensure that they are creating a workplace environment that is healthy, welcoming, and offers equal opportunity for all of its members to succeed.
And when you talk to these women who spoke to you largely on the condition of anonymity, because, of course, it is, you know, dangerous for their jobs, they're worried about retaliation, what suggestions did they have to improve the experience of female officers at SPD?
They want more mentorship. They want more women in these top leadership positions because they've said that when, you know, they had women at the top, the conditions improve for them, you know, in these lower ranks. And they want internal accountability systems that work. You know, when something happens to them, they can take their complaints and their grievances and there'll be some kind of change.
Yeah, that they can trust that when they file a report that they're not going to be retaliated against, I'm assuming as well. Ashley Haruko is an investigative reporter at KUOW. You can read her story about the experience of women in the Seattle Police Department at KUOW.org. Ashley, thanks a lot for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. And hey, this show is only possible because listeners support us. If you are able to give right now, check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday or anytime online at KUOW.org.
Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's Teen Dance Ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. A story of moral panic, grassroots activism, and an unstoppable music community that fought for its freedom. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.